So are there different mantras for different effects? Yes, there are. The word mantra refers basically to those sound vibrations which are empowered to deliver the mind. Mana is mind, tra is to deliver. So mantra refers to sounds which are specifically empowered to free the mind from negativity. So there are different mantras for different purposes. Now, if we consider the mantras, there are two views of looking at mantras. One is in isolation, we see them as powers. Each mantra is a power, but there's an isolated way. This mantra is for this purpose, this mantra is for this purpose, this mantra is for this purpose. And there are mantras like that. But there's a more integrated way of looking at mantras also. It's okay, this mantra has this power, but where does the power come from? So the Bhakti Yoga tradition explains that mantra is not just a sound. It is the divine manifesting through sound. So that's why the names which directly evoke the divine, the mantra that is composed of such names is considered the most powerful, because the divine is omnipotent, and whatever be the specific problem we have, the divine's omnipotence can deal with that problem. That's why if we chant the mantras which involve the names of the absolute, then maybe names of the ultimate reality, or which address the ultimate reality directly, those mantras are most efficacious for all purposes. So we chant in the tradition of bhakti, God is known by different, the absolute is known by different names. There is Krishna, there is Ram, there is Hari. These all three are different names of the Supreme. So Ram and Krishna refer to the masculine aspect of the divine, Hari refers to the feminine aspect of the divine. So we chant the mantra Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So this is a mantra which addresses directly the divine. And in that sense, this mantra is said to have the powers of other mantras also. Okay? Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, please.